So, cool. Coming up next is a fantastic producer and friend to the Nerdalogs and friend to me, Katie Johnson-Smith. That's the only nice thing I'm going to say.
You admitted... Oh, no! I almost ruined this podcast. You admitted we're friends, and that's the first time you've ever done that. Cool. So my parents did not let me watch the movie Titanic till I was 13 because... As the oldest of three and a girl, it was important for them to make me stick to the rules laid out by society, church, and their overprotective crazy. Tasked with blazing a trail for my two younger brothers, I rarely crossed any boundaries my parental unit set, as I knew it must be vital, a vital part of becoming a teen to see two blanketed actors hump each other while hiding in the bowels of a doomed luxury liner. Also, Kate Winslet's boobs. The rules were in place for a reason, and it was important for me to blindly follow them. And follow them I did, for the most part, so hard, until I was 27. That is now. I spent so much of my time trying to make sure I did everything in my life right and correctly, that I was blind to the fact that living can be messy. And in the mess, I got to break myself in half, like the Titanic, and see what I'm really made of. I learned that even if I make a mistake or two, I'm pretty fucking awesome and strong and determined, and not everyone is gonna like me, and that's all right. If the Titanic had the friends that I have, it probably would have been buoyed by love and welded together with compassion. It never would have sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Maybe if I was allowed to watch Titanic before my teen years, the mess of my life right now might have been avoided. But my mom gave my youngest brother a personal DVD player along with the unrated version of Saving Silverman when he was 10. And now he's 23, has a good job, and is living in my parents' basement and bones a bunch of chicks from Tinder. So probably not. Thank you.
I think I was 13 when Titanic came out, and it felt super transgressive to watch that. Like, I remember I didn't tell my dad that I went and saw that movie because there were naked tits in it, and I felt so fucking cool, but I really wasn't that cool. But look at me now, guys. Look at me now. Ooh, that's a good song. I'm gonna drop that in.